Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end to future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with your Divas. This is Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better, with my English to bring the necessary, the signature, absolutely. Welcome, folks. Welcome back. Do I have my fellow divas in the building with me? Ray, you here?
Yeah, you know I am.
Welcome. That's Ray Queen in the building. You know what I'm saying? Storm will be in the building in a minute. You know, she's got things going on. But again, welcome, folks. We appreciate y'all. So without y'all, it'd be no us. You know what I'm saying? This is a grown, an adult topic, an adult show. Pardon me, damn. It's an adult show, so we promote 18 and older callers and listeners. So, however, you can use your discretion if you have children in the area. Because we do speak about adult topics here. Some sexy, some, you know, we talk about some things that we hear on the radio and in the news and everything on a daily basis. And here we run on strictly opinions. There's no real right or wrong when it comes to things. So we just open the platform where people can, you know, express their opinion and give feedback. And hopefully you have some type of information that somebody can take and use. Happy birthday to anybody that's out there celebrating a birthday. I think this is Libra season. So happy birthday to the Libras out there. I had a few birthdays. Son's Aunt Michelle, her birthday is today. Happy birthday, Michelle. Celebrate responsibly, you know what I'm saying? Or irresponsibly.
Happy birthday. Storm is in the building.
Yes, and again, appreciate you guys. And for our internet users, the number is 563-999-3577. And when you go on, you have to press 1 in order to go on live. To leave a comment or ask a question or something like that. So we're not here to fix people. We're not licensed psychologists, even though that really doesn't make a difference. But we're here to support in any kind of way, any way we can. So, we just hope that, you enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're here on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, you have to press 1 in order to go on live with your divas. So what's going on? Who's out in the building? What y'all got going on?
Well, happy 21st birthday Friday to my princess, Nia. She will be officially 21. Happy birthday, Nia. 21, the big happy 21. Birthday. Yes. And happy birthday Sunday to my mommy, Big Rachel. Happy birthday. We love y'all. Happy birthday.
Yes. Big Rachel.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's the storm real quick. Money. It's going to be coming up soon. We'll be celebrating next week. His birthday is not next week, so it's the 5th. And then Destiny, happy birthday on the 9th. Turn up.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, y'all know every day is my birthday, and I'm accepting Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, however y'all want to send it, I'm accepting gifts. Every day is my birthday. These crazy times that we living in, we got to treat every day like it's our birthday. You understand what I'm saying? And I genuinely mean that because, times is crazy now. Life is different. Life moves differently. So we see things now that we've never expected, that we never thought we'd see in this lifetime. You know, we never even really thought, gave it a thought. But, I'm still grateful. I'm grateful. Either way,
amen.
Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal. However y'all want to sponsor or sister, I'm accepting all gifts. No gift is too big or too small.
Yes.
That's too small, better talking.
Miss Better says she's speaking for herself, for her sponsors. You know, DQ Powers Week, we do accept sponsors too,
absolutely.
To help with the shows. And, Miss Better, she's the only one I know celebrate her birthday year round. every single damn day. So
that's
shout
right.
out to her. That, you know, I need to definitely, you know, learn to, I guess, you know what, because life is so different now, I guess we just all have to just live for the moment, you know, live as if it is your last day, if that makes sense to people, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
You know, of course, that just goes, that actually leads us into our topic tonight, you know, we're speaking on, you know, the missing young lady that they found, Gabby, which is now confirmed that they found her. The remains that they found in Wyoming were the remains of Gabby. However, you know, that just goes into toxic relationships, you know, toxic relationships that people, a lot of times people don't know that you have going on. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, but there's another young man that's actually missing, and you don't hear the media speaking about him. You understand what I'm saying? Let me get his name right. He's a young man he went to University of Illinois, and he was missing, and you don't hear the media speaking about him. Everything was just so focused on her, and I want to know what's the difference. You know, what made it exact? His name was Jelani Day. He was in a master's program at the university, 25 years old. He was in his master's program for speech pathology in the Illinois State University. And he's been missing since August 24th. Nobody has seen or heard from him since. And, you know, I wonder what does the media do? How do they pick and choose on what they want to broadcast? You know, because he was somebody's child too, you know, and I mean, none of it is a good situation. However, you know, why don't we hear about him? All we hear is about his one person. And he's been missing since, matter of fact, about the same time she has.
Wow.
Well, it's a color of the skin. I'll say it. You know, some people think that, you know, it's the color, because I just don't believe in my heart that somebody can go missing around the same time, if not the day after, I believe it was, and you don't hear anything about it at all, but yet the FBI, all these people are out here looking, and I don't see anyone that is on his side looking for him, you know? So it made me think of many things. First thing I said is maybe it was connection. You know, let's not think the color of the skin. Let's just think maybe the connection. Maybe it's who, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Maybe it was that.
Mm.
Maybe her family knew people in high places that had connections. Maybe that was it. But then I was talking to one of my friends, and they was like, you sound stupid. It was like you're trying to, you know, take away from the situation from what it is, you know, and reality is you sound crazy, because they were missing around the same time. So nobody thought to, at least out of all the FBI agents and stuff that they have, maybe send half looking for her and half looking for him. You know, like,
right.
There's only enough to look for one person. There's not enough to look for multiple people at one time. There isn't a team that's supposed to go out there and look for everybody. Like, I don't understand. So it was a very heated conversation that we were having. I know we were talking about it as well. You know, and it's, how do you explain that? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you really, explain
yeah.
that? How do you explain that to people? Like,
and the crazy
yes,
thing is,
from
you
Long
know what?
Island,
I
you know?
Believe they're going so hard about, what's her name, Gabby, is because they dropped the ball on that. Y'all knew she was missing when the man showed up at home without her. You understand? Y'all coached him on to authorities and all of that stuff. Y'all let him get away with that, whether he killed himself or he's hiding out somewhere. They allow him to get away with it. Either way. I mean, If he killed himself, hell's waiting on him. But I'm just saying.
Absolutely. But still, it's unfair how the FBI are, looking for, was looking for Gabby and is helping out with that case. But meanwhile, nothing, no mention or, no assistance with this young African-American man. Really?
Right.
You know, it's bad when the mother is saying, when the mother, I think it was like 15, 16 hours ago, the mother's like, I'm asking for help from the FBI.
Yes.
It's almost a month.
She reached out.
It's almost a month, and she's asking for you to help her almost a month later. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's disrespectful. I do. I feel it is very biased. It's very biased. Yeah. Well, because that's just the country.
You think it's for what you know? Do you think it's who you know?
It's biased. And people try to say, well, why do you always pull a race card? Because the race card exists. The race, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it a lot because it exists.
Yep.
And the reason why it sounds it's resonating a little more now because we can actually speak back to the situation. Before, you already know. A black person in this country, you dare not speak back or speak up for yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So, things are a little different now. So this is why a lot of times the race card is going to play a part. It's because it exists. As sad as
it is. You think this is one of those times where it should?
I kind of think so. You understand? And especially to the area, you already know the respect that goes on for Illinois and Chicago and stuff like that when it comes to authority. They look at everybody as if they're misfits and thugs and hoods that come from over in that area. You understand what I'm saying? So the respect is lost. Respect
this
is lost.
African. This young African-American man that is missing is very talented, very smart. He's very educated. Now, I don't know what Gabby has, Gabby's level of education or, is, but this young African-American man, full of knowledge. Did you see he's a college student and is attending a certain college for, he's a very smart man. Come on, and just
But you know what it is? I don't know. That's why I said maybe it's maybe it's who you know. Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's who you know.
It's
because
true.
I don't.
That's true.
I feel like, forgive me when I say it. When I said it to my other girlfriends earlier, I said, you know what? Maybe it's who you know. Maybe someone in her family knows someone in higher places, where a lot of things in America and a lot of things in this world is not what you know, it's who you know. So maybe, devil's advocate here, maybe they have connections, where they knew people, where God forbid something was happening tomorrow. I don't know anybody that works in the FBI. I don't know any people that are in high places or nothing like that, where in certain situations, it depends on who you know. You might know someone who knows someone, So I'm just going to play devil's advocate where maybe it's not the ideal of what people think automatically. Maybe it's they have connections. Maybe they're one of those people that just happen to have connections, whether it was a line of duty or a line of work that somebody was in. Or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Understood. I know that boy.
No, that's not
Gabby,
playing devil's advocate. That's just telling the truth.
Right. True.
You understand what I'm saying?
I know Gabby's fiance, the way he's hiding out, his family knows somebody, because for them to not have gotten him right away when he came back with her van, without her, and was able to, they never brought him in for questioning, never sat him down to, interrogate him or anything. But now all of a sudden he's missing. Come on now.
Right. Well, his lawyer told him.
Do you guys, right. I was going to say, do you realize, though, right? Look, of course, you know, just putting it out there again. Did you realize that? I think in one of the papers it was saying that the lawyer for the fiancé was supposed to do like a press conference, right? But after he spoke to the FBI, they decided not to do the press conference, right? Now, not only did they decide exactly. See, this is why I say it's got to be a lot of, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because there's no way that you can come home, right? You can say it again?
Cronyism, absolutely.
You know, you can come home, right, from traveling. You come home all this time, and then next thing you know, you're supposed to, you know, go talk to the police and give your statement or whatever the case may be. But as soon as you caught wind, or as soon as your lawyer caught wind that you were going to be a potential suspect, now all of a sudden you're missing. You left. You went hiking. Okay? You went hiking. And then the lawyer is no longer giving a press conference. Ladies, just hold on 1 second. I'm just going to put on Paul.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes. Hey. How you doing, ladies? It's Janine. How are you?
Hi, Janine.
Hey,
we're good.
Welcome.
I'm good.
Good.
So have you been listening to the topic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And,
All right. So what's your feedback? What do you think?
Yeah, so one thing I want to add is, and this is where a lot of things kind of get blurred for us, and I'm speaking about the different cultures and why they are so attentive to one more than the other. Sometimes they know the law. And in this situation with this young man, the law clearly states that if there is no crime, they can't ask you anything. And that's the law. So that's why he didn't have to speak. He didn't have to say anything because they hadn't found her body yet. So all she was a missing person. There was no crime. There was no crime scene. And even if they did attempt to question him, he didn't have to say anything. And the law clearly states that. So knowing the law is so powerful. And a lot of them know the law. And so I know it frustrated so many people when we were saying, like, why won't they make him talk? And unfortunately, they couldn't. They could not make him talk. Because there was no crime that they could question him on. And even if they did attempt to force him, like let's just say they convened a grand jury, anything he would have said, they couldn't use. So it's so important to know, and that's where sometimes we fall short. You know, we don't really know the law because we don't sometimes feel like we have to, but we do. We need to know the law. We need to know what rights we have and how they are abusing their rights towards us.
But, you know,
question
for you, though, and for the other divas as well. I know when we were talking about it, it wasn't as if they wanted him to plead his case. People accepted the fact that she was missing. I feel like they wanted him to tell what happened, what took place, when's the last time you've seen her. Like they wanted him to answer genuine questions being the last person alive, you know. So not, oh, you have thing, you know, but this is your fiancé that you all the way from what? Why something back to Florida. So wouldn't you want to give a statement?
I hear you.
Oh, I thought she might have went back home. Like, just, you know, just when I say, like, just those are things that I was asked, like, I was saying to myself. Like, even with the college.
Right.
My thing is, okay, who's the last person that saw him? Did anyone speak to that person? You know, does anyone, with the footage, are there anyone that might have, you know, that might have seen him? Like, I think of stuff like that. I don't automatically say, okay, oh, you're guilty, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, wow, like, how do we find this person? Like, where's the evidence? What's the last thing? Where's the cell phone ping the last, you know, what location did the cell phone ping off the left tower? Where's that at? You know, I don't know. I think of stuff like that. But imagine,
right.
Okay, well, you're guilty, you know? So I just wish that he would have, you know, at least things, like, I feel like a lot of things was done wrong. The whole, when you saw the video of her being in the police car and her, you know, crying, and he had locked her out, you know, locked her out the car, wouldn't let her in. You know, I feel like all of that, to me, it wouldn't have went down like that, like if it was
right.
someone of color. Like,
right.
I don't think
okay.
it would have went down like that. I don't think that you would have left me in the back of the car and we had a good conversation and everybody told their story. No, somebody's being traveled. Somebody's being brought someplace else. It's not. I feel like it should have been handled differently from the beginning, from the when the police were called, to me. That's what I think.
Yeah, all those red flags. All those red flags.
But, yeah, a lot of times, so even if you are, let's just say a person is innocent of something, there's 8 words that they will use for you, and it's anything you say will be used against you. Those 8 words, even if you are innocent, anything you say, and they tell you, that's why his lawyer is against you.
Mm-hmm.
So they can misconstrue what you're saying, and it may be the truth, and you know you didn't do anything, but they'll twist it, misconstrue it, and especially if you say it outside of the presence of an attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why you can't ever.
I would have been posted up at his house. I would have been there waiting. I would have been right there waiting.
Yeah.
I would have been right there. I'm sorry. I would have been right there. Me and his parents would have been there together, okay? I'm right there. I would have been helping you monitor your phone, so when he calls, I'm right there. I would have been right with you. Mm-hmm. So when he came home, he wouldn't have been able to tell you he was going camping or going hiking.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have been
hiking.
Able to tell you that because I would have been right there.
So now he's missing. So now he's missing. Now they can't find him.
Mm.
Okay, devil's advocate. Did you guys see the two other, the homicides? Did you hear about the homicide that took place a short distance from where her body was found? Did you hear about that? A couple days before they had that altercation, there was a double homicide.
No yeah,
way.
Two right
two
around
women.
That same area.
What?
That worked. I think both of them. Yeah, I'm serious. When you guys look it up, you'll see it was a it was a double homicide that took place. I think near like a store or something, because a lady had worked there. I'm not sure if the other lady worked there or not, but the one lady worked there, and she had worked there, you know, for many years. But it was a double homicide. Two people were found killed, and the a short distance away from where, you know, Gabby and her fiance got into their whole situation. People were trying to tie that together to the whole Gabby situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they had stories
okay.
going for days. And as I'm listening to all these stories, I couldn't help but think of, like, wow. Like, what
yeah.
really happened
what
to this
really
kid? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
what really happened?
Why did he really kill her?
Right. But the fact that he came home, that to me was like, mm-mm. Because I think, and you ladies, I don't know about you, but wouldn't you have been too distraught to drive?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you look at the map from Wyoming to Florida, do you know how far that is?
I would have made some phone calls, 911.
I would have been too distraught to drive.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
If he has,
I'll tell you one thing. In my opinion, if they don't find him and find him guilty, he done killed himself because he is guilty.
Well, he gonna kill himself just to avoid any prosecution. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what cowards do anyway. Well, let me just go kill myself, nigga. You should have killed yourself, bitch.
But you know what? Do you really think that he's going to do that, though, honestly? Because you guys, I mean, you helped me understand it. Technically, there's no evidence that he did anything.
Right?
What
is that? That's what Gene was saying.
Evidence that he...
Like, it's really Now, she even with them finding her dead, they still can't prove that he did anything.
Right.
All they know is that, we were together. You know what I'm saying? We left together and I came back by myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
Storm
would
said,
that be a reason to go off yourself? Like, would that be a reason to go off yourself when you know technically? I mean, Janine, I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, do you think that would be a reason to they can't even prove that you did anything?
Well, see, it's too early.
If there was foul play, they can't even prove that you did it.
Yeah, it's really not enough information for us to say anything. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
Everybody, we all going on the same story. The stories that we've seen in the media. They got into an altercation. The police were involved, and after that, they think that he was coercing her to say that she was slapping him, and all kinds of stuff. Somebody's gonna come out with a nice book about the story, and it's gonna be another unsolved mystery because, like we said before, somebody knows somebody.
Yeah.
So a lot of things get covered up. It gets covered up because of who they know. That's like my little cousin was hit by. She was hit on her bicycle. The lady that hit her was worried more about her car, and her husband is a police officer in Suffolk County, right here, and they live in Massachusetts. So the lady left. They said that she has the right to leave and then go down the road and call. I said, why? The lady was in no imminent danger. So why wouldn't she stay at the scene and call? Because, because her husband is a police officer. That's why. That's why.
Now, so those of you that know the law, is that the law, though? Those of you that do know the law, is that the law?
That's what, according to the officers at the 7th Precinct, he said, maybe it was the 5th Precinct, whichever one is on William Floyd Parkway. He claimed that she can leave the scene as long as she calls within a certain amount of time to report the accident.
Oh, wow.
I said, showed us a little paper. I said, but you were only showing us part of the law. You didn't show us the part where it says if the lady was in any kind of danger, she had a right to remove herself. She was in no danger.
Oh, gosh.
She was in no danger. The lady was in no imminent danger.
I never knew that.
Why would you leave a little 8-year-old girl in the street that you just hit on her bike? What kind of danger were you in to the point where you had to leave?
She probably didn't even call. She probably didn't even call 911. She called her husband.
She called her husband.
Yep.
Privilege.
Again, that's having number one, knowing the law. Number two, having people in higher place. We already know how that works. So it would be beat a dead horse to say, oh, my God. You understand what I'm saying? To pretend like it doesn't exist. We know it exists. We know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So crazy. That's a lot. It's a lot crazy. But, So.
Whew.
Yeah.
It makes you worry. I worry about, I have a daughter that attends college away. It makes me worry. I mean, I'm already worried as a mother, with a daughter that's, a child that's attending college that's away. But then you hear stuff like this, it just makes you even more so worried,
And it makes you sick, though, that there's, nobody even concerned for Jelani Day. Was his life not worthy enough of the FBI being involved with his case? You know what I'm saying? Is his life not that valuable?
Well, to us it is. So we are definitely putting his name out there. Jelani Day is his name?
Yes, Jelani Day. D-A-Y.
We're putting his name out there.
And that's what we have to do. You know, we have to make them important to us and let them know how important their lives mean to us. So on every platform that we have available, we need to be shouting it to the rooftop, their name, and making them know. And even to the point where we send letters to the congressmen and the senators from those states and the FBI. You know what I'm saying? Because they won't take note and they won't pay attention, we have to make them do that. You know, so we have someone should be fighting alongside this young man's mother to help her cause.
Amen. Amen.
That's absolutely
I know
right.
When I put it on my Facebook, there were so many people that commented and inboxed me and was like, oh, we've been following the story. We've been following the story. I kind of wanted to say, I don't see it on your Facebook page, though. Like, can you share the link? So what I did is anyone who inboxed me, I said, can you please share it? You know, like, can you share it on my, you know, even on my Instagram? I said, can you share it? You know, only because it's one thing for you to tell me that you follow the story, you know, but can you share it? You know, can you share that post? So this way, someone that you might know someplace else might have seen him, you know. They might have a student that goes to that college or something, you know, like share it. I feel like there's nothing wrong with just sharing it and communicating. I feel like nowadays so many kids go miss, you know, from college, and it's scary to me. You know, you guys know I go back and forth with myself about that all the time, but that's scary to me for you to send your kid off to college and your kid not to come home, you know, or your kid to become missing. And no one knows, and no one knows anything. The footage from, you know, the college shows the kid one place, but then didn't find him anyplace else, or his car was found. Don't have any other information. You know, there's no fingerprints. There's nothing. You know, I don't know. I just, it's scary to me. You know, so I tell anyone, just share the link. It doesn't hurt. Just press that share button. You know, to help get the word out there, you know, that there are people out there that sharing the link to be able to help share, you know, the support to the family and friends. And I can't even, you know, a part of me just wants to say, as much as I've seen Gabby's picture, I wish I could see his picture, like, all over the newsfeed, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Let's line
you,
of
you
his
can
picture,
even do
you know?
Petitions. You can, they have online petitions. Have you seen those ridiculous online petitions? Some of them?
Yeah.
To put TV
right.
shows. You can start a petition online.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Petition the media. Petition the governors of that state. You know, social media is a powerful tool. A lot of times it's used negatively, but it can definitely be used for positive.
That we see it used negatively all the time. We see everybody be posting. I'm sorry, people post what they want, but I'm just saying. I see a whole bunch of stuff that I'm like, what the heck, you know? And you got how many people like that? How many people, you know, commented on that? You know, like, I don't know. Like I said, you know, but I hope everyone shares it. You know, I hope they do, you know. Find him, you know, find him, you know. You know, when they, I want to say the one.
Connected.
Hold on, say it again. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said people just become disconnected. You know, they get so wrapped in just, I have too much going on. You understand what I'm saying? That they're not taking the time. You know what I mean? People don't want to take the time to say, oh my God, like, let me just do this one little thing. You understand what I'm saying? And then it just gets lost in the sauce. People just get so wrapped in themselves. I don't want to say selfish. I don't want to make that mistake to call people selfish, because everybody does have lives, but you know. You know,
I wouldn't say it was selfish.
Who you
could, right. I think it's just that it doesn't directly impact us, you know. So it lessens the feel for
Good
us
point.
Because it's not at home, you know. So
right.
that's why it lessens the importance of it. But albeit it is important because it is us. It is us, you know.
Yeah. This is us.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, they can come up with some type of resolution for Jelani. Also, you know, the same way, you know, that they fought for Gabby, and again, condolences to her family. But you know, hopefully they can come to some type of closure for his family as well. You know. Like I said, you get certain parts of the world that are just unimportant to certain people.
Yeah. So,
you know,
just real quick though, what do you guys think about how the Haitian immigrants have been treated?
Oh.
What do you guys think about that? Not to switch the topic, but you know,
yeah.
you know, we spoke about mentioning it. How do you guys feel about that?
It's disgraceful.
Who
want
to go first?
It's disgraceful. Yet they are flying these Haitian immigrants home and flying in Afghanistan refugees. I'm baffled, bewildered, behooved, hoodwinked, run amok. I don't know what to say.
What the what is going
Let
on?
Let us drink. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yes.
That's right.
It's disrespectful.
I find it disrespectful and deplorable. And personally, this is Miss Mo Better speaking. This is my opinion. I'm speaking from my standpoint solely. And how is it that you're fighting with this country, and yet you bring almost 100,000 of their people over here. You have people jumping on the wheels of the planes and all kinds of stuff. So the government come out and tell us the real story. Tell us why this is happening. Why is it that you find to give them refuge, and you got people down there, the border patrol and all of that stuff on horses, beating the Haitian people. Sending them out of here.
Yes.
So what's
the
difference?
They are on horses with whips.
They are
patrolling
that
yes,
border
on
horses
yep.
with whips.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They are. And I'm just confused because maybe, you know, I'm confused because some of the, you know, people in Haiti, they don't have homes. So you're beating them. Sending them back home to where they don't have homes.
Yep.
But yet, you bring in over 100,000 people from Afghanistan here. How?
Yes.
Not only are
I'm
they
confused.
Bringing them here, they're giving them asylum. They're giving half of them asylum. Then the other half, they're housing them, giving them jobs
Absolutely.
And all kinds of stuff,
yeah.
and let them go to school and everything. You understand? Listen, here, I'm struggling over here in my own country. I can't get shit from my government. Nothing. The government don't help the native here. You understand what I'm saying? And yet y'all have room to bring all of those other people over there. And that's defeating the purpose. If that's the case, you should have just left the military over there and finished the war with y'all started.
Mm-hmm.
Now you bring the people over here and defying the entire purpose.
Ooh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Mm-mm.
It's disgusting.
So now they're gonna be coming over here, taking over like these Mexicans and Spanish people. Like when they I'm not knocking anybody, but when they opened that door for the immigrants who have no social security numbers, no social security cards, they're illegal. They opened up that door to the Department of Motor Vehicles for them to go in and get driver's license permits and stuff. It was
crazy. The lines outside of the DMV were super, super long, filled with the immigrants that are undocumented, but they can come over, come with their passports and what little bit of papers that they have and get permits and driver's license. And look at them.
Do you know why that is? Do you know why that is?
Why? Why?
Number one, they need to be able to identify them. They need to give them an identifying number. That's number one. Number two, they need to be able to get some kind of resource from them. You understand what I'm saying? It's a yearly registration fee. If they're going to go buy, now they can go buy cars. You understand?
They
can go buy cars now. And now they got to register that vehicle,
you know,
and they got to pay registration fees. It's all about the money.
But you know what, though? It is. You know, it is about the money. It's about the dollar bill. I get it, but, I mean, we're talking years ago. But years ago when I worked at the factory, most of them in there didn't even have papers. They didn't have any papers at all. You just took their name as, you know, Jose or something like that, and that's it. Or they're working under someone else's number. You know what I'm saying? So I still feel like, okay, so if that's the case, then let the Haitians come over here, you know, bring them here too, you know, and let them get a number. I'm just saying, let them have a number. Who determines who gets picked to come here? I want to know, because I know that they were getting on Biden, you know, because I'm a little confused, Biden. I'm a little confused.
It's not Biden.
Because these people, their homes were destroyed. Have nothing. And you're sending them back
it's
to nothing. Congress. You're beating them and sending them back to nothing. Who determines
that? Listen, Congress determines it. And again, this is where we need to know the laws. Congress is the only body of politics that has the authority to make laws. The president cannot make a law. All he can do is enforce the law that Congress makes. So the bottom line is, we put these people in position to make laws for us. And that's why I said petition them. Petition them.
Our vote.
When they make
these
terrible decisions on our behalf, we have to hold them accountable. Congressman so-and-so, Senator so-and-so, what are you doing? What are you doing about this Jelani Day situation, Senator?
And these people weren't just placed in these seats. They were voted for. They were picked. So we have to be political. We have to get involved in the smaller votes, you know, so that when it comes to the higher votes, and, you know, we got to be involved. Every vote counts. Every voice counts.
Exactly.
That's a whole fact. And not just to get out there and say that we're going to vote and follow the masses. You have to look into what you're voting for. Don't just I'm going in there to cast my ballot just to say I voted. Know who you're voting for. Research these people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Midterm election is a lot more important than the presidential. You understand? And a lot of people don't understand that. People are not knowing stuff like that because they're like, oh, that's just politics. Believe it or not, they do hold your life unless you are a Moor or somebody who is actually self-sufficient without the government and anything. They hold that. They making decisions for you without even your approval. Your approval is not even needed. But you got to know who you're voting for. Don't just vote to say, oh, I voted, I'm going with the masses. Don't do that. That's where the mistake comes in at.
Wait, you know what? Ditto. I was trying to read where this says that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents drop off migrants off at local gas station after immigration processing on September 21st. The Haitian migrants must find their way to relatives' homes in the U.S. What? How they finding their way when they don't have no money?
Wow.
They don't have nothing. How they finding their way to their relatives' homes in the U.S.?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just like, God
bless
wow.
them.
I mean, I pray that those of them who are traveling do find their homes, you know, do find their families, you know, in the U.S., you know, but how stressful, you know what I'm saying, is that? So, like, they got phones? I'm sorry. Most of them lost everything. They got their shirt on their back. They got the mask
but
on their face.
But how many Americans are in the same situation?
Yeah.
Right?
A lot.
We have Americans here in the United States in the same situation that the government will not help.
Yep.
Nope. All he want to do is take our money.
Sad. That's sad.
That's all he want to do is make sure you pay your fair share of taxes.
That's all.
That's all he's worried about with us. It doesn't matter if you can't afford your rent. You understand what I'm saying? And not only that, like you said, now we have to start petitioning these landlords also, because they're actually cashing in on us.
Oh yeah.
Cashing in on the American person.
Of course
they
are.
Oh yeah.
Because the government is getting the rest of them.
Half the landlords that are renting out these houses out here don't even file that money on their taxes. Half of them don't even have legal apartments, or they're not claiming that money. You know, they're just literally fixing up their houses and renting it out, and they're collecting that money because that's their money. That's it.
But they also got COVID relief funding. They received relief funding during COVID. Yep. They received relief funding.
Yep. And a lot of people, now you have some of them that actually have their property as businesses. So if you're renting to somebody, now that's my business. You understand what I'm saying? So they get a whole different tax break and all kinds of stuff for stuff like that too. But then now the rents are so high, you're talking $3,000 a month. For somebody else, for you to have somebody else living rich. But the thing is, they're allowing the landlords to go after people's credit scores. But when you go in to try to apply for a mortgage, your credit score is no good. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of things that I sit and I ponder on. I write it, discuss it, like. Something needs to be done because there's no limit now to how they have landlords now during a freaking pandemic where people who are barely making ends meet allowed to go up 30% on the rents that they're already charging.
Yeah, see, I don't know how that's possible. You know, I don't know how that's possible. That's just like most of the people. I don't know how that's possible to go up on rent of an. The person's lease is up or whatever, and it's something in their lease that says you can go up on it, or even if they have an active lease, you have a lease. So in that lease, if it doesn't say that they can go up 30%, then you can't go up 30%. But once my lease is up legally, then you can try and raise my rent. But also, lease, that's a legally binding document. People have to read these leases. Don't just sign the lease and be happy that you have a place to live. You gotta read that fine print. Because some of these people are very cheap. You gotta read that because these people, their own lease, you know, make up their own lease, write what they want to write in there, and then guess what? Oh, this is your lease for your new apartment. Okay, you look at the date, you look at the amount, and you sign it. No, you have to read what's the stipulations that's in your lease that you're signing. People are
yeah.
that, and they have to because these people are getting over, and rent is too high.
Mm-hmm.
It's too high, especially during a pandemic
that's
when a lot of people
high,
lost their
high
jobs.
High is an understatement. High is an understatement.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, but.
But and like again, it goes back to us not knowing the, of the laws and stuff like that.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
You know, people are getting away with it because we don't know. We are ignorant to a lot of things. So this is how they get away with this stuff. You know what I mean? But at the same interim, if you're not questioning anything, if you're not presenting anything to them, that's what they're going to continue to do. Like, oh, they're not going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And not only, and also what they're doing is because, you have Section 8 and stuff like that. So they're like, all right, we're going to get this government money. You know what I'm saying? But then now, not knowing that the government is going to come after the little people for it.
Right, because on Section 8, yes, you're on Section 8 and your rent is lower, but reality is your rent is lower, but the difference of that rent is being paid by the government.
Yep.
Not saying government housing, but it kind of is, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
And not for nothing, and a lot of people, they want to rent to the people who have Section 8 because that's guaranteed money. So even if you don't pay me, I'm still getting my money from the government.
Programs
even
only.
If you don't pay me, I'm still getting it.
Programs only.
Yep.
Yeah, just saying, you know, but we talked about a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different things tonight, and I hope, you know, the callers and listeners, I hope you guys did get, you know, some answers to any questions that you guys might have had, but as well as, you know, information, you know, just some really good information to be able to take that with you. And when you're writing down your notes and stuff, write certain things down. When you're looking for an apartment and stuff, you want to pay attention and ask these questions if you want to read the fine print, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we come to that point, that hour. So if we can just go around the round table, you know, as we do, and just final thoughts on tonight's show.
We'll start with Janine.
Man, this was an awesome show tonight. And I just say that I think we just need to make sure that we are educating ourselves to the things that concern us, and that we, hold these people that we put in positions accountable, hold them responsible. You know, they should be afraid to wrong us, to harm us, or to go against us. They should be afraid of that. But we have to make sure that we make them afraid because we're holding them accountable. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Exactly. What I piggyback off of, this is Ray Queen speaking, I piggyback off of what Janine said. great point. As we all know, I'm giving my final thought first. My big up to God and GQ Palace, our CEO, our executive, my sister Divas, tonight's callers and listeners. Big shout out to Janine who pressed one tonight. And sister, I love y'all. It was an awesome show. Passing on the mic.
Doing you. So what you going to do? Hey. again, this show really, it really is, it was a profound show. I hope that, you know, the things that we are speaking about tonight, that the listeners are really listening. You understand? Not just listening, that you're receiving what we were speaking about, because it just makes a lot of sense. And don't think that it doesn't have anything to do with you, because a lot of times it does. You just have to take the time to research, read, and know stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Libraries still exist. If it's Google, whatever, how Wikipedia, however you need to find out information. So it's important to know what's going on in your country. and things like that. Is the country raggedy as hell? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, you know what I'm saying? But you can't defend yourself against something that you know nothing about. You can't stand in front of something you know nothing about. No, are we all lawyers? Absolutely not. But there's still things that we can know. You know, we have to know our rights. We know the Constitution. Even if it wasn't written for us, you still should know it. Know parts of it so that way, again, you can stand your ground. You can stand your ground. So as far as Jelani Day, I pray that, you know, there's some kind of closure and stuff and resolution comes to his case as well as they did with Gabby. I hope that, you know, that it hits the airwaves for him like it did for her. So, but I thank everybody, you know, our callers and our listeners and you know, for chopping it up with us on a weekly basis. You know, you didn't have to, but you did, and we are definitely grateful for that. Because it's the same time every week, you know, it's more better passing the mic.
All right, so it's the girl Storm. I definitely agree with everything that everyone has said tonight. It was definitely a great show, and I just look forward to many more shows and just being educated, you know. Every week that we do the show, I leave with some more information than I came here with, you know, and I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for, you know, the callers that do call in, and, you know, I'm thankful for the listeners, but I'm thankful for the callers that call in and give all the knowledge that they have. You know, people call in, they're giving us their all, and I'm thankful, you know, for them. And the messages that we receive, I'm thankful, you know, for them, because it's more information. So each show, I like to say I take something with me, you know, that helps me, you know, deal with different things on an everyday basis. When it comes down to, you know, Gabby, definitely rest in peace. And, you know, I do pray that, you know, there is some type of, you know, resolution to it. There's something that, you know, there's some information that's given that allows the family to have closure. You know, once you do say yes, that's closure. You know, but not knowing what happened to your loved one, I feel is something that people just don't really understand. You know, you want to know all the information about that person, what happened to them, you know, the last steps, you know, that they had, you know, the last moves that, you know, the last conversation that they have. You want to know those things about your loved ones, and I just pray that, you know, her family is given that from someone, you know. I'm definitely praying for Jelani Day. I'm praying for his mom and their family that they find some type of information. You know, it's been almost a month. You know, for almost a month, I've never went through what his mom is going through, but I'm definitely praying for her strength, and we definitely support you, you know, here on DC Palace, and we'll do what we can here to spread awareness and share the information that we're given. Just like people get it online, we'll be the ones to share it amongst our pages to other people, just to help people, you know, hopefully someone will see the picture and they'll say, oh, well, you know what, my son or daughter goes to school with him and this is what happened. Some type of information, you know, definitely praying for something, you know. Enough kids go missing on a yearly basis, you know, from colleges and just from everyday life, you know, where the parents are left with unanswered. You know, they don't have any answers. They're just sitting there with nothing, you know, and I just pray for all of them. And I, you know, I pray that, you know, we never have to experience what they're experiencing, you know, but we do offer, you know, our support to them as well. We do have our Friday show. Our Friday show, we'll be interviewing this Friday, 7 p.m., Rich Money and Storm, up-and-coming artist. His name is Picasso V. His interview will take place at 7 p.m. on Friday. Same number, 563-999-3577. So We're definitely looking forward to that interview, and then we'll be starting, I believe, our Tuesday show again. Rich Money will be doing. Anyone that's looking for an interview, you know, please send your information in to geekupowersradio@gmail.com, as well as geekue002@gmail.com. So with that being said, like I said, it was a wonderful show, and have a blessed and safe weekend, and look forward to talking to you guys Friday, if not Friday, next week Wednesday. God bless.
Deuces.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction. I need heaven to show me just a little affection. No, 'cause all of the signs, point towards I could get a running start and sort of my victory, but
one week,
I can't. Heaven help me.
Yeah.
I can't now. Oh no, no matter how hard I try,
I can't.
No. I'm running out of time, and I gotta